This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The highest-ranking U.S. military officer says he believes Iran was trying to kill Americans in missile strikes at two bases in Iraq. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports General Mark Milley's statement came after President Trump's threats.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says he doesn't think Iran was just sending a message with 11 ballistic missiles landing at the Al-Assad Air Base in western Iraq. No Americans were killed, but Milley says, based on what he saw, he believes the strikes were intended to kill personnel and cause structural damage, destroy vehicles, equipment, and aircraft. He says an early warning system helped save lives. President Trump is calling on NATO to increase its involvement in the situation in the Middle East. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A vote is set for Thursday in the House of Representatives on limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ed Donahue reports a similar bill faces
General Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. The black boxes have been recovered from a Ukrainian airliner that crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran Airport Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board. We get more from Reuters correspondent Joe Davies.
The Boeing 737 came down early on Wednesday, shortly after takeoff from Tehran, en route to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Its carrier, Ukraine International Airlines, said the plane was only 3 years old and was last serviced just 2 days ago. The airline's president offered his condolences to the victims' families.
On behalf of our company, I offer deep condolences to family members of the people who were on board. It was one of our best planes with excellent, trustworthy crew.
The airline, which until now had an unblemished safety record, said it's doing everything possible to determine the cause.
That is Joe Davies reporting. Ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first public appearance Wednesday since a daring escape from Japan, where he is wanted on financial mismanagement charges. We get more from Reuters' David Doyle.
In his first public comment since fleeing to Lebanon from Japan, the ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn attempted a point-by-point rebuttal of the charges against him, aided by internal Nissan company documents, accused Tokyo prosecutors of brutal treatment, and launched a blistering attack on the Japanese authorities and Nissan executives he says conspired against him.
These allegations are untrue, and I should have never been arrested in the first place.
The Tokyo prosecutor's office said Ghosn's allegations completely ignore his own conduct and that one-sided criticism of the Japanese criminal justice system is totally unacceptable.
That's David Doyle reporting. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they plan to step back as senior members of Britain's royal family and forge their own path. AP's Jennifer King reports.
In a statement issued by Buckingham Palace and posted on the couple's Instagram account, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they've chosen to make a transition to carve out a progressive new role within the institution, work to become financially independent, and balance their time between the United Kingdom and North America while continuing to honor their duties. It's not known exactly where in the Americas the couple would spend their time. Royal watchers say that senior royals are understood to be disappointed by the announcement. Buckingham Palace responded with a terse statement, saying discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. I'm Jennifer King.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices posting gains. The Dow rose 0.56%. The S&P 500 added 0.49%, while the Nasdaq gained 0.67%. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.